This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk, been dissecting day one of Saints training camp. Football is back, folks, and happy to welcome in now Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure you check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast. That's on the Odyssey app or wherever you can get your podcast. Mark, man, thanks so much for the time. How the heck you been doing?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Well, Mark, we're doing awesome. You know, it's always something about the start of training camp. I remember the anxiety you used to feel, but right now I think no one should have anxiety. They don't do 2-a-days anymore. They practice one a day, and they can't go more than 3 days till they have a player's day off. You probably remember what going 10 or 12 days in a row, 2 days before you had a day off. So now it's like easy peasy.
We had an hour session today.
I'm like, okay, I guess this training camp, you look at OTAs, you look at minicamp. Okay, they're going to put the pads on Monday. No, why didn't we have that kind of a collective bargaining agreement with the NFLPA? It seems like we had no rights back then, the way training camp was compared to now.
it's funny, Bobby. I was talking about it. My rookie year with Washington, Joe Gibbs didn't believe in bringing the veterans in for the first week. So it was all rookies and first-year players. And I was the only center in camp. So we did.
You're taking every rep?
Dude, every rep. And you know, we beat the snot out of one another. So it was two practices on Monday, two practices on Tuesday. We got on a bus at 4 a.m., drove to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, scrimmaged the Steelers twice, two practices on Thursday, two practices on Friday. And then Saturday, the Steelers came to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and we scrimmaged them twice. And I took every rep of every play of training camp. I mean, I was like, when the veterans came in, I was
beat
so
up.
Beat up. I was so thankful. I was like, oh, you know, praise God that I don't have to be the only guy taking reps right now. Just beat the living snot out of us. So yeah, I had anxiety for 12 straight years of playing this game, just knowing you're just going to beat the pulp out of yourself. And from that point forward.
You know, Stink, I can remember Stan Brock. Stan Brock, the mountain of a man from Oregon, played at University of Colorado. And he'd always tell, you know, they'll be in the offensive meeting room, and he'd always say this. He goes, men, this is the best we're going to feel until the football season's over, and hopefully it's in, you know, late January or February. Because, once it starts, and the aches and pains and what you're feeling and, you know, and how you recover and all that. So that's the anxiety that we're talking about. You just talk about how, no, you're going live. I'm talking about tackling. Remember, inside drill, okay? We're doing 12 running plays, and the defense know you're running. The offense is trying to go forward, and it's a few snot bubbles that are coming about. We're now, I guess, the best interest, the money that's involved, and the fans, they want to see the best players playing. But back then, at times, you were truly trying to survive practice to practice.
Yeah, there ain't no question about it. And it was brutal. It was eye opening and all those things. But you know, we move on, and it's just a different game, and you know, different the money involved is so much different, and everything else. So, hey, good for them for getting it. You know, I'm glad that I got to be part of the history of this league. And you know, I always had so much reverence for the guys who played before me. You bring up Stan Brock, and I just remember, like, you know, I just remember him as a great player. I haven't heard that name in forever. But I had so much reverence for all the guys who played before me. And you know, when I got in the league, just wanted to you know, honor the guys who played before me, to honor the guys that I grew up loving and watching. The reason I wanted to play in the National Football League is because I was such a huge fan, and understanding that I just wanted to leave the league a better place once I left. So, you know, that was big for me, but obviously different time, different game. And, you know, the funny thing about it, as much as we beat the living snot out of one another, probably less injuries, any injuries back then than there are now, which is insanity, you know. But that's just the way it works.
Now, I was thinking, it seems like every training camp, there's always household names, holdouts. What is your take? I take the approach, okay, have you put skins on the wall like Trey Hendrickson? Now, I know in the history of the Bengals organization, they always viewed from a player's point of view like they're a cheap team. Now, they compensated Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the skill players and all that, but overall. Well, what is your take? And you look in Dallas, I think Jerry Jones always wants to be the focus. But you look at the holdouts. It seems like you're going to have that every year. But what's your take, and what's going to come about with that?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, when you sign a 4 or 5 year deal, there are always outs. You know, there are always, like, you expect that deal, the way the deals are structured, to at the end of 3 years, that deal is going to get, you know, going to get restructured. That if you outplay that deal,
your contract, right?
If you outplay the money that you're getting, they should renegotiate with you, and that's kind of the unwritten rule. And I know this about, you know, about the NFL. If you don't outplay it,
right,
they come and take your money. And, you know, I mean, I've been in that situation when I played in Washington, coming off of a terrible sickness where I missed half the season with a bout of Guillain-Barré. I lost all the feeling in my arms and legs. And, you know, for like 6 months, and I get to training camp, and I get through training camp, and I'm the starter, and I get called up after a Friday practice, with a new contract sitting in front of me. And the general manager said, you either sign this and take this extreme pay cut, or Sunday after the game, we're going to cut you because the free agent we signed is going to be healthy enough to play then. And that's the way the league operates. That's the business of it. So when you outperform your contract as a player, damn right you should sit out. You should get paid. You know, you should get paid at the top wage at your position if you've outperformed those contracts.
Now, Stink, who do you look at that maybe, I noticed this early training camp just starting, who could surprise a few folks, like, whoa, watch out for them? Because, you know, I remember when C.J. Stroud went to Texans, they came out of nowhere. And then you look at last year, the Washington Commanders. Who's, a couple of things, who's maybe that team that's going to get everyone's attention and surprise folks? Or who's maybe going to let down folks also? Because I think the Eagles are going to be right there in the thick of things again. But who would you look at that throughout the league, whether it's AFC or NFC, maybe could disappoint or pleasantly surprise?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be really interesting. I think Jacksonville is interesting because we've had all this, you know, hoopla about Trevor Lawrence, and is he going to become that guy?
The Prince.
And the Prince, right. And he's had all these different, you know, coaches and these different schemes and all that. And it really comes down, and you know, as a quarterback, man, the importance of timing and footwork and all the things that you do at that position. And one of the first things Liam Cohen's a really good coordinator, was a great coordinator with Tampa last year, got the opportunity to be the head coach. But one of the first things he talked about is we need to clean up the footwork. And, you know, just having a son that's a pitcher, I just understand, like, being at all those pitching lessons and watching him play, you know, Major League Baseball. and understanding how it equates to football. Like, you generate power and you generate accuracy from the ground up. And if you're not on time with a football, you can't be accurate, and you can't be on time if your footwork isn't right. In the West Coast offense, we used to preach this all the time. I hear coaches say it all the time, you know, to the quarterbacks. You throw the ball with your feet. Your feet are what create the timing, the accuracy of the throw. And if you're off, if your time, if your footwork isn't right, it doesn't up with the Bill Walsh West Coast offense, then you're never going to be accurate. And when you watch Trevor Lawrence, and there are so many times I'm watching him where he is spot on, and then all of a sudden there's a ball that's not even close to a receiver, and you're like, what happened there?
Look at his feet.
And it happens. Yeah, it's, it happens way too often. So I'll be really interested to see them, because that's a division to me that's winnable. I know Houston's done some really good things here in the last couple of years, but that's a division that's very winnable. So that'll be really interesting to watch. I'm really interested to see Michael Penix play for Atlanta with an extended, you know, opportunity to play. That one intrigues me a little bit as well. I think San Francisco has a big bounce back year after 6-11 last year, and I think they win that division, the NFC West. So just a few teams that I think you'll have a chance to kind of have those bounce back seasons or kind of right the ship in Jacksonville's case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, Sting, you know, everyone's against the Saints from a national perspective. You know, to Who Dat Nation, we still have hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, but hopefully it's not a train coming at you. You know, when you're trying to be positive. But when you think that, because we're only favored in one game, that if the Saints win, they won five games last year, if they win six or seven, I think it's a good season, and Kellen Moore has them trending in the right direction. I've said this, I'm a Kellen Moore fan. I think we got the right coach. I don't know if we necessarily have the right players.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
I think I trust a lot in Kellen Moore. Not the personality of Sean Payton, but he kind of reminds me the offensive mind that he has, like a young Sean Payton, and a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, you know, the other thing was I think he's grown up as a coordinator. You know, his time in Dallas and then last year in Philadelphia, and to really understand and value you know, 2 yard, 3 yard runs, right? And even in the Super Bowl, if you go back through that, I mean, it was just a bludgeoning of the Kansas City Chiefs. But I mean, Saquon Barkley averaged what, 2.5, 3 yards a carry?
Right.
I mean, he did not have a lot of yards, but he had like 26 carries. So there was a commitment. And what that opens up, the play action stuff, as you know, that opens up some of that passing game. So, like, to me, Kellen Moore grew up in what he was as a coordinator, because there was a time, and there's a lot of offensive coordinators do this, they can't wait for the opportunity not to run the ball well so they can give up on it and try to throw it all over the ball yard. And you know how difficult that is, and it puts, you know, your offensive line in harm's way. It's really a difficult thing to overcome. So I think Kellen grew up in that as well. We'll see, you know, exactly what they become. And obviously I'm with you, talent wise on paper, they're not the most talented team. But again, I always say it, man, if the games were played on paper, I'd have spent a lot less time on an operating table. So they're not, and we'll see exactly what they become.
Talking with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth. It's something I'm definitely interested to see this season too, Mark. The development of Bo Nix in year two as a quarterback, and saw that Sean Payton brought in the big guns, had a week-long visit, Bo Nix, with Saints great Drew Brees.
Yeah. I like that thing is, that to me is really cool. And, you know, you just to pick guys' brains that have been there before to kind of figure out exactly what you're looking at. And then to have those conversations where you have a deeper understanding of football. You know, the only way you really learn what you like and what you don't like is by getting your ass kicked. you find out a lot, like in certain situations, like, well, I'm not going to make that mistake again, right? Because I thought I could do it and I can't. And then when you have that base knowledge and you've really grown into it, then you can discuss concepts. Hey, man, what did you see? Like, how did you go through this progression? How did you go through kind of this setup? What did you do, you know, with your eyes in this particular play? And to pick somebody's brain, man, I used to love having those conversations when I became a member of the Hogs with Russ Grimm, with Jeff Bostic, you know, and the little insight, the little nuance. And I'll honestly tell you that one of the biggest issues with the NFL right now from a quality of play standpoint is the lack of nuance that's being coached, because you don't get to play. You don't get to practice a bunch. You don't get to put the pads on a bunch. So there's nuance that's lost.
Well, you can't develop. It's this thing. You can't develop the offensive line. Nothing's live. Come on.
Right. Yeah. And you can't understand, hey, man, I've got to have this, you know, this exact step. I've got to have this placement with my hands. I've got to understand how to create leverage in this situation. And it's like impossible to do when you never actually practice. So, or you don't actually hit each other in practice. So there's a lot of that nuance that's lost. And if you can pick up even a little bit of that, in regards to having those discussions with veteran players and learning from those veteran players, and that's where you really start to understand the game from a more global standpoint.
You know, Stink, and I think it's always going to be the case. Out of there, old school, whatever, look, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, now we're well into the 21st century, that there's 32 teams, there's not enough quarterbacks. And that's why guys, the consistency that they bring, like the Joe Flaccos of the world, the Andy Dalton's, they'll always have a job. You know, I said, like, you want to last a long time, and what a great job to be an NFL quarterback. You play at that level. All you got to be is like one of 64. I'm not even talking about three deep. Every team keeps at least two quarterbacks. So if you could be one of 64, and that's why I just was with him at the Lake House for 4th of July, Clayton Toon. Now all of a sudden, Jacoby Brissett, and they got Kyler Murray with the Cardinals. The Saints are playing the first game. Well, he's engaged to my niece, and he's going into his third season. I said, all you got to do is last. What a great lifestyle. Now, I know you want to be the man. When you got that opportunity, you got to take advantage of that. But when you think about the opportunity and how it comes about, to me, that just shows you how hard the quarterback position is to play, that the likes of Joe Flacco and Andy Dalton, they're still in demand because they bring that stability.
Yeah, bring the stability. And you know, a lot of it, and the guys I talk to, and I always find it fascinating, the guys that, you know, that last and are successful and are really good have a way of just simplifying the game for themselves, right? Seeing what they need to see. And then ultimately it's this with any position. You know, we measure 40 times and we measure bench press tests and we measure vertical jumps and all this stuff that doesn't really mean anything. It really truly doesn't.
Right.
Like if you're going to be good in the NFL, regardless of position, but especially the quarterback position, what really sets you apart is how fast you process information. You take information through your eyes, you process that information, and you make split-second decisions that are correct. and you do it over and over and over again. That's what the difference is. So you show me a guy that has elite level athleticism but can't process quickly, and I'll show you a guy who can't play in this league. You show me a guy who's got decent athleticism but has a super fast processor, I'll show you a guy who can go to Pro Bowls.
Well,
he's not the fastest or the biggest or the strongest. He can just play.
And you know, Stink, everyone has faith. Well, myself being a Christian, you know what I used to pray? Not, God, help me win this game, whatever. I mean, you're playing against Reggie White, the minister of the defense. He's actually an ordained Baptist minister. So who's God going to honor, Reggie White or me? And I'm praying, God, come on. I'm trying to just fight my behind. I'm trying to survive out there. You know what I would always pray, though? I say, Lord, help me to make quick and rational decisions. So, I don't know. Okay, quick and rational. What I mean by that, so when I'm in that film room with the coaches and all that, why in the hell he did that? Well, why did you do this and all that? So make quick and rational decisions. So I'm not just, I don't know, I just ad-libbed, I just did whatever. I thought like you're on the playground. No, then you won't last. So that was the number one prayer, Stink. You can use that as you go to bed tonight. Lord, help me to make quick and rational decisions.
Yes, exactly. Hey, man, I'm 100% with you. And I was a big, like, I want to know what the rule is. And if this is the rule in October, then it damn well better be the rule in December, right?
Right, right.
And I want to know exactly what's expected, what we're going to do here. I want to have the call, and I want to know how we're going to block this thing, right?
Right.
And then and for everything, I was a stickler for that stuff, like the details. And then ultimately, when you're a stickler for the details and you understand the game from a global perspective, when you get looks that just aren't right, when you get things, you know, defense that change things up or bring an exotic blitz on you, you can make good decisions because you've studied. So
right.
that to me is your ability to understand the global perspective of the game, and then your ability to make quick and rational decisions. I love it. I'm going to bed tonight. I'm going to make some quick and rational decisions on what I eat tonight, and then I'm going to go to sleep.
All right, Stink.
Thanks for the time, as always, Mark. Always great stuff from you. Appreciate you.
You got it. Take care.
All right, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Got to check it out, the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.